早上，大家早上好。For message this morning, just four short verses.
今早的信息，我们所取用的经文只有短短的三节。
And it is on this parable of the fig tree.
那这是关于无花果树的比喻。
This comes from Gospel of Mark chapter 13, verse 28 to 31.
就在马可福音第十四章的第二十八到三十一节。十三章二十八到三十一节，谢谢。
And the message for this morning is take heed, we know it is nigh.
那早晨我们的主题就是要谨慎，我们知道日子近了。
And so we saw yesterday when we looked at the signs of the times.
那昨天我们在看的末世的这个的预兆的时候，我们知道的就是从那里我们也领受到这样的一个就是时间已经近。
We read about all these deception, apostasy.
我们就是读到关于那些迷惑人的事，那些被盗的事。
About religious persecution, discrimination.
我们也看到就是人被就是因着信仰被逼迫被歧视。
And also about all those earthquakes, pestilences, famines.
我们也看到就是地震饥荒瘟疫。
And what we see really is that we know that the Lord's return is very soon.
那我们真的是 得到一个结论，就是说主耶稣很快就要再来。
And so this parable that Jesus says comes at the end of this long exposition about how they will know when the Lord comes.
那在这里这个比喻就放在主耶稣已经为他们讲解，就是很长的一个篇幅来讲解说他要来的这样的一个征兆之后。
We have skipped the portion from verse 14 down to verse 27.
我们跳过了第十四节到二十七节。
Because these are with regards to the conditions during the tribulation and also the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那因为那段经文最主要是在描述关于大灾难期间还有耶稣基督再来的情况。
Now we know that as believers, we will not have to experience the tribulation.
那我们也知道我们是信主的基督徒，我们就不会经过那大灾难。
There will be this event known as the rapture.
那因为将有一件事情就是我们所熟悉的被提。
When Lord Jesus Christ returns, all believers will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, the clouds.
当主耶稣再来的时候，我们所有的信徒都会被就是被提到云里跟主相见。
Yet when Jesus reads this parable and tells us this parable from verse 28, it is to reinforce the point that if you know that the Lord is coming, you must take heed.
那在这里主耶稣就讲了这个比喻，就是让我们知道说，我们既然知道耶稣基督要再来，那我们就应该当更加的谨慎。
This is the message of this parable of the fig tree.
那这就是这无花果树比喻的所要带给我们的信息。
He says that this is something we must learn, we must know, we must understand.
那他说这是我们当知道、当学习、也当明白的。
And so he uses this example of a fig tree.
因此他用这个无花果为比喻。
He says, you know, when you look at this fig tree,
那说他说当你看这个无花果树的时候，
and you see that her branch is yet tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is near.
那当你看的时候，你知道说当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你就知道说夏天已经近了。
It speaks of the changing seasons.
这里告诉我们说是季节的更换。
That when winter, you know, when it is winter, you know that the leaves are all bare, there is no leaves on the tree at all.
如果是在冬天的时候，那些树叶都凋谢，都没有树叶了。
And of course, these things will happen in the more temperate climates when there are four seasons. We don't have that in Singapore.
那我们知道说这样的事情是会发生在属于温带 的地带。那我们新加坡我们就看不到这样的情况。
And if you have seen pictures of you lived overseas before, you will see this very, very clearly.
那如果你看过一些照片，或者说你活在那些地方，你就会真的是看得很清楚。
These are nature's indications to tell us of the changing of the seasons.
那这是自然界 的一些状况，让我们看到说时间在改变。
It's amazing. It's like a clockwork. It just goes on year after year, exactly the same.
很奇妙的，就是这样的，一年一年的这样的，就是一直在转变更换。
When winter comes, we know all the leaves will fall away and the trees will be bare.
那我们知道说，当冬天来了，所有的树叶就会凋谢。那我们就知道，冬天到。
But after winter is passed, and then it becomes spring, right?
那冬天之后就是春天。
And then we see the green leaves, the little buds shooting forth from the trees.
那我们看到树树发芽长，就是开始长的这些树叶了。
And we know, winter is not winter anymore. It's spring. It's positive, looking forward to a better time.
那我们就知道是冬天已经过了，是春天了。那么我们就看到说，一个比较美好的时光来了。
And that is the period that Jesus is talking about here.
那这里就是。 耶稣基督所说的那时段。
Now it's not saying that spring is good or summer is better or summer is worse. There's no such comparison being made.
那这里不是要比较说春天和夏天哪一个比较好。
But the point here is really about the indications of the changing of the season.
那重要的重点就是让我们看到说，这个是让我们意识到说时间或者说季节在改变。
Because it says that when you see the leaves coming forth. Right, you know that you are now in spring.
那这里说，当你看到说，树叶，长出来的时候，你知道是夏天了。
Spring, and then you know that summer is coming after spring.
Okay, 是春天了，那夏天将要在之后，随着就来。
And so he says that when you see all these things happening around you.
那所以他说，当你看到这些事情都在发生的时候。
All these signs of the times.
那这些就是这些征兆在呈现的时候。
Remember the fig tree.
那就要记得这无花果树。
Now we know that all these commands, all these teachings were given shortly before the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们知道说这些的诫命，这些的教导，都是在耶稣基督被钉。 之前不久所教导的。
And when he said this parable, it will be in the middle of their spring, of spring in Jerusalem, about March and April.
那当耶稣在讲这些的时候，正好这个时候就是耶路撒冷正进入春天的时间。
Every year that's when we celebrate Good Friday and Easter, isn't it?
那就是我们每一年在庆祝，就是这个纪念受难节跟庆祝复活节的时段。
And so as Jesus was telling them, walking through the streets of Jerusalem, they will look around and they will see, yes, yes, I see the leaves coming out from the fig trees.
那因此，当耶稣在跟他们讲述这些事情的时候，他们环顾周围的时候，他们看到的确，这些树叶都在长出来了，他们就感受到说，他们正在春天的当中。
And everyone will know, well, when these leaves are coming out, it means we are now in spring, and after spring comes summer.
那而且他们当中每一个人都知道，现在就是春天，那之后应该是夏天了。
So now he says, well, take note, in like manner, in the same manner, verse 29,
那因此他在这边就叫他们要注意到说，像这样一样，就是这就是第29节所说的。
When you see these signs, you will know that the Lord's coming is near.
那当你看到这些征兆的时候，你知道说主耶稣就快再来了。
And so, you know, at the changing of seasons, there are many things that need to be done.
那因此我们知道说，在季节改换的时候，有很多东西我们需要去做的。Especially
for an agricultural society like this.
特别是他们在务农的社会当中。You
have to sow the seeds, make sure that you know everything, all the sowing and the plowing is done, ready for spring and summer.
那因此他们要开始播种，在播种之前，他们是要犁田，那就是要开始这些的工作了。Make
sure that shoots come forth that they can catch the rays of sun of the summer.
那他们要确保那芽要就是按时生长呢，好叫他们能够就是迎接这些雨水的到来。Because
for them it was very important all these timings, they will have to take note.
那因为对他们来讲，这些时段、这些时机是很重要的，他们必须注意的。The
periods of time where it's rain and when it's sunny, they have to be very careful to time all their plantings and harvesting well.
那他们需要注意什么时候会有阳光，什么时候会雨水，因此他们在整个的耕种的当中，他们需要计划的好。
Likewise, we must watch the signs.
那同样的，我们也必须观察这些征兆。
That is why we spend so much time talking about these passages.
那因此，为什么我们要花这么多时间来讲解这些经文？
Because they have been given to us for our warning.
因为这些都是主讲给我们听，让就是要警戒我们。
That every time we see another earthquake being reported, every time we see another war being reported.
那每当我们听到多一宗的地震，或者是多一件的战事的时候，
really alarm bells should go off in our heads.
那的确的，我们需要真的是被提醒，我们脑海里面必须想念到这些。
We have to open our eyes and see and say, hey, really, the times are changing. These are signs of the Lord's coming.
那我们必须警醒，必须打开眼睛，觉察到说，的确，这些都在发生中。那的确，主耶稣很快就要来。Verse
30 says, "Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done."
第30节这么说，我实在是告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。Now
what is this verse referring to?
那到底这节说些什么呢？
What is this generation?
那这时代是指什么呢？
Some people have thought it to mean that it was referring to the disciples at that point of time.
那有的人以为说那是指着当时代，就是这些门徒的时代。
But that really did not happen, right? I mean, that generation passed away, and it didn't happen.
我们知道说，其实那时候既没有这些事情发生，虽然已经过了。Some
people have pointed it to the fact that, well, maybe this is referring to just the destruction of the temple of Jerusalem.
那有一些人就说，可能这是指的圣殿被毁的时候。But
we know that these things, which are described in the previous verses, really does not describe the destruction of the temple only.
那我们知道说，其实前面的那段经文在描述的时候，的确不是仅仅指着说圣殿被毁而已。It
looks much further to the future and the conditions of the tribulation and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们看到的是，其实这是在更是讲到之后，那更是讲到说耶稣基督再来的状况，再来之前的状况。
But then we ask, well, can I then say that this has to be my generation because I am seeing these things happening?
那可能我们就说，哎，难道我们就这样的可以说是这是我们这个时代吗？因为我的确是看到这些事情在发生。
And there have been many times in the past throughout history that people have asserted, well, it must be now, it must be now.
那我们知道说，在历史当中，有很多人就是过去都有这样的一个感受，说，哎，应该是这个时候，应该是这个时候。
And there have been people that make predictions, well, oh, we see Israel being reformed, okay, it has to happen in the next 40 years.
那甚至有人在这样的做这样的一个预告说，既然以色列已经复国了，那么应该是在以色列复国的40年内。
And they said, well, Israel was reformed in 1948, right?
那因此他们说，那既然以色列是在1948年复国。
And there were actually people that looked forward to 1988 and said that has to be the time where Jesus will come by.
那因此曾经有人就很关注1988年，因为他们认为说就是那个应当是耶稣基督再来的时段。
Because they said, well, one generation, 40 years, has to be within the 40 years.
因为他们有这样的观念说，一个时代应该是40年，所以应该是就是在以色列国复国40年之间。
But realize that there are many, many signs that are being described, not just from verse up to verse 13, but beyond that.
那我们要被提醒的就是有许多的征兆被提到，那不只是到第三节之后还有更多。
Talking about that abomination of desolation as spoken by Daniel the prophet, verse 14.
那就像但以理所说的那施行毁坏的事情。This
refers to the things that the Antichrist will do when he comes.
那这是讲述到那敌基督再来的时候所要发生的事情。
But really, we don't know when that is.
那的确，我们不知道是在什么时候。
And so, while this is a parable warning us of the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那因此，虽然这个比喻是告诉我们说。 的确，耶稣基督再来已经逼近。
We cannot be presumptuous to say that it has to be in my lifetime. It has to be.
但是我们却不能够这样的断定说，一定是在我所活的这个时代。
But yet the signs are clear to say that it is very near.
那我然而那征兆让我们看到说，的确是很近了。
Oh, this is what every generation, every faithful Bible believing generation has to see and realize.
那这是每一个忠于圣经教导的这些信徒必须看到的，必须感受是这样。
That the Lord's return is near.
就是说到说，耶稣基督来的再来是很快就要再来。
And there are things that we have to do in response to it.
那并且因着这样，我们是有我们需要做的事情。
It is God's mercy that He has given us these signs.
因为这是上帝对我们的连续，对我们的就是恩慈，他让我们看到这些的征兆。
It's time and again God says, wake up, stop sleeping and start watching.
因为他一再一再的提醒我们说，叫我们就是要醒起，要来注意，要来预备。
Because so easily we always get caught up in the affairs of this life.
因为我们很容易就被这一生里面的一些事情给抓住了。
We pursue after success, we pursue after pleasure, we pursue after the many things that we enjoy in this life.
因为我们追求成功，我们追求安逸，我们追求这世上的各样的享受。
And we forget the fact that one day the Lord is coming, and it is very soon.
那因此我们就忘记了耶稣基督要来，而且是很快就要来。
And we get so caught up with this present life, we ignore all these warning signs that the Lord has placed.
我们被这一生这现实的生活给抓住，我们就忘记了耶稣给我们的这些警告。
You think that the Lord is not in control?
你难道你认为神不掌管一切吗？
Sometimes when all these things happen, when great tsunamis and earthquakes and so many people suffer.
那当我们看到一些这样的事情，好像海啸的发生，很多人都在困苦的当中。
People ask and question, "Hey, where is God? How come God is allowing these things to happen?"
那很多人就开始问说，到底神在哪里？为什么神要容许这些事情发生
？Realize that these were all recorded and predicted in His Word.
那我们要意识到，其实这些都在他的话语当中被记载，他已经预先告诉了我们。
And he's always in control.
那我们知道说，神一直都在掌管着。
Why does he allow them, you know, all these terrible things to happen?
那为什么他容许这些可怕的事情发生呢？
Well, he alone knows.
只有他知道。
And he has every right to judge his people.
那他是拥有审判人的这个主权。
And when we see these things happening to people around us, what is our response?
那当我们看到这些事情在我们周围发生的时候，我们的反应是什么呢？
Yes, we feel sorry for them, for the victims of all these calamities.
的确，我们会为那些罹难者来感到忧伤。
But always take it as a warning from the Lord as well.
那不过我们也要把这样的一件事情就是看成是上帝给我们的警告。
But he has warned us time and again throughout scripture that these are the signs of my coming.
那因为他一再的在圣经里面告诉我们说，这些就是他要再来的那征兆。
This is to keep us on our toes.
那就是要我们时刻的谨慎警醒。
To be alert, be awake.
那就是要我们醒过来，让我们真的是警醒的来等候。
And so really,This is told to us and says, learn and take note of all these things.
那因此这里把这些事情告诉我们，就是要我们来学习，要我们来知道这些事情。
Because the right understanding of prophecy is important in every believer's life.
那因为我们对预言的正确的认识是很重要的，对每一个信徒来讲，这是重要的事情。
Sometimes people say, well, I mean, all these prophecy things, I'm not interested in them, right?
因为我们知道有些人说，哎呀，这些预言的事情我一点都没有兴趣。
Anyway, when it happens, it'll happen.
那反正它发生了就发生了吧。
No point in spending so much time talking about things that we are not sure when will happen and how will happen.
那他们有这样的话感受说，哎，反正我们都不知道它什么时候发生，它怎样发生，我们。知道有什么用处。
On the other hand, there are many people that are very fascinated with finding out every single aspect, every single detail about prophecy.
却有另外一方面，一些人就 确实很在意，而且是每一个细节都要去挖掘，去探讨到底这些预言在讲些什么，在为什么这样什么事情要发生。
And therefore excited to try to pack every single detail of prophecy to something that is happening in the world around us right now.
他们甚至来到一个地步，他们很有兴趣，就是把每一件这些的预言跟现实的生活来做一个对照，是不是这就是指着这些事情。
But to them it becomes more of an academic challenge, a fascination.
那对他们来讲，这好像这是一个学术的这些兴趣，学术性的这些研讨。
Don't miss the purpose of prophecy when we study it.
那请我们不要就是忽略了。那我们在研读这些预言的那重要的目的。
It is always given to elicit a response in God's people.
那因为在这些预言把上帝把这些预言记载下来，就是要让我们看到，而且要让我们有做一个回应。
This is what is told to us in the last part of verse 29.
那这就是第二十九节下半部所说的。
That when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, it is near, even at the doors.
那第二十九节这边说，这样你们几时看到这些事情成就，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
And when we know that the Lord's return is near, it really helps us set things in perspective.
那当我们知道说耶稣基督很快就要来的时候呢，那会帮助我们来安排，把一些东西安排就绪。
Help us to realize what things are really important in this life.
那我们就会很好的来理那优先的次序，什么是最重要的。
Help us to set our priorities right.
就是把优先次序排列好。
Help us to see that really why are we spending so much time pursuing the things of this earth.
那让我们真的是觉察到说，哎，为什么我们要把这么多的时间放在这些世界上的事情呢？
That is why Revelation chapter 1 verse 3 tells us this.
那因此在启示录第一章第三节这样告诉我们。
It tells us that blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep the things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
那启示录第一章第三节这样启示录第一章第三节这样说，念这书上的预言，是念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Same word, that the time is at hand, the time is near. What must you do?
那提到的就是时机已经很近了，很近了，我们应当做些什么。
He says you must hear and you must keep all these words.
那他是这里提到说我们要聆听，我们要持守这些。
Prophecies are given to us for our learning.
那预言是上帝赐给我们，让我们来学习的。
It is not just to, you know, fulfill a certain curiosity that we have about the future.
那它不是要引起我们的好奇，为着将来来存一个好奇的心。
Of course, everyone wants to know what's going to happen, what's coming, you know, in the next year or in the year after. We have that fascination to know, right?
那当然，很自然的，我们很多人对于将来要发生的事情，接下来一年或者接下来这几年要发生的事情，我们会有这样的一个好奇，是很自然的。
But when we know, there are things that we will do in response to it, right?
但是我们知道的话，我们也必须要有所反应。
Say you could look into the future.
那假设你可以看到将来要发生的事情。
And you know what is the 40 number that will come out next week?
你或许你可以预知到说，接下来万字票要开什么，开奖的号码是什么。
Are you going to sit there and do nothing?
你会坐着不做任何反应吗？
Of course, we know well it's not right to gamble and to buy these things, right?
当然，我们知道说赌博是不对的，我们不当去买这些彩票。
But anyone who knows the future, I mean, surely he'll act on what he knows and then profit himself and benefit himself. That's human nature.
那我们知道说，如果一个人真的是知道将来要发生什么事，他一定会借着这些所知道的 来使到自己自服，使到自己得到益处。
Now what we have in our hands is God's sure word of prophecy.
但是我们要知道说，我们在我们手中所持的，这是上帝给的自己的语的话，是上帝为我们就是让我们知道将来要发生的事。
He has told us all these things, and he says, "The Lord is nigh; the Lord's coming is near."
他告诉我们说，主再来已经很快很近了。
What are you going to do about it?
那你要做些什么呢
？The times are changing.
我们知道说时代在改变。
And so, as I said earlier, we have this sure word of prophecy in our hands.
那我刚刚说了，我们就是真的是紧握着这些的预言。
And of any book, any prophecy, any fortune teller in this world, there is only one that is absolutely certain. It is this book.
那在市面上，在任何的有任何其他的各样的书籍、各样的预告或者预先的一些预言当中，那预言当中呢，这一卷书是最缺失、最缺失的。
That is the assurance that we are given in verse 31.
那在31节就给我们这样的一个缺失。
Heaven and earth may pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
那三十一节说，天地要废去，我的言语却不能废去。
As if to seal and confirm everything that he has said thus far, he says, "Take note, my word is sure; it will definitely come to pass."
那这就为我们确定了，就是说他所说的之前所说的这一些都不会改变而且是肯定要发生的。
Never doubt, never question my word.
那你们不应当怀疑对我的言语有所怀疑。
So this whole world might pass away, heaven might pass away, everything will change, but my word will never change.
那这世界要改换，天地要改变，但是我的话语却永不改变。
Really, this simple statement will really drive home the point to these disciples.
的确，这简单的这句话就是很对。给门徒们一个很大的一个肯定。
Because prior to that, Jesus was telling them of the signs, and he says, "There shall be all these tribulation, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything will be changed."
那在这之前，耶稣基督就告诉他们，在大灾难之前，在灾难当中要发生的事情，无论是各样的情况的改变、天象的转变这一切的改变。
But then he says, "My words will be constant, will be fixed amidst all these turmoil and trouble."
然而，他却说，我的话语是永不改变的。
And so when the Lord says, "My return is coming," we can be sure that yes, His return is coming.
那因此，当主说他再来是很快了，我们就很可以肯定说，的确他很快就要再来。
Because His word will never change.
因为他的话语是不会改变的。
Sometimes we like to try to find out, you know, what's going to happen next year or for the next 5 years.
那有的时候我们很有兴趣要去探讨说，接下来明年它会发生什么事情，或者接下来五年要发生什么事情。
There are these gurus who write books to talk about the future, make predictions of how the economy will be like.Make predictions of how the political scenes will change.
这里我们知道说有一些专家，他们就很喜欢来写一些的著作，一些的言论，告诉我们说接下来这些经济的状况会是怎么样，接下来金融的发展是如何。
Well, some of us may have been rather superstitious in the past.
那可能我们当中也有很多人是很迷信的。
I certainly hope that none of us are still doing these things.
过去我们很迷信，我盼望我们现在不再是做这些事情。
We like to go to the temple and ask the people there, "Oh, you know, what's going to happen to my son? Or what's going to happen to this or that?"
那可能我们过去有去庙里去问说我的孩子将来会有什么事情发生我应该做些什么。
And then they shake the joss sticks and then they try to read, you know, what is written in there, right?
他们就在那边摇签测签来看要做些什么。
We know that these things really is just the words of men.
那我们知道说这些不过是人的言论。
It is just at best an educated guess. That's all.
顶多不过是一个一些更好的一些或者说一些 有经过研讨的一些预告吧，一些猜测吧。
People all around the world are trying to do it.
那我们知道说世界上有许多的人都这样子做。
Some people they try to read stars.
那甚至有一些人是观要去观星象。
Oh, if you were born in this particular month, well, this year will be a good year for you. It'll be a bad year for you. And all these prophecies they try to make.
那他们就看说啊，你是在某个月某日。诞生的，所以呢，这一年这个时候这样的一件状况对你有益啊之类的。
They try to read your palms, they try to read all sorts of different things, trying to predict the future.
那甚至有一些人是要观看长相啊，那来预知将来。
Why do we go after all these different things? Why?
为什么我们要做这些事情呢？为什么要追逐这些各样的这些这些的，就是这些就是这些预告哈，就是
We have before us the Word of God.
我们在我们手中，我们有神的话语。
And the only person who knows the future, who is that?
那真正知道将来的那一位，那唯一的位是谁呢？
There's only one person, and that is God.
只有一位，那就是神。
Not even the devil knows, you know that?
其实连魔鬼也不知道。
Nobody knows except our God.
没有任何一位，只有神。
Because he's outside of time, he knows the beginning from the end from the beginning.
因为他是在时间以外，他知道开始，他知道将来。
And what he has given us is this word.
那他所给予我们的就是这一番话。
And he says it is enough. This is what you need to know, Christian.
他也告诉我们说，信徒们啊，这就是你所需要知道的，这你只要知道这些就够了。
Don't need to try to find out from any other source because they will never be right.
那所以我们不需要去从其他的方式、其他的来源来去认识知道，因为这里就已经足够了。
You know, not even science can predict the future.
那甚至科学也没有办法预知将来。
Sometimes we go to the doctors.
有的时候我们去看医生
，and we get diagnosed with you know some sort of illness. They say, oh, it's terminal.
那他们我们诊断，那就告诉我们说啊，这是绝症。
And they say, well, you have maybe three years more to live, or 5 years more to live.
那医生就可能会说，你可能只剩下3年或者5年的时间。
But you know, seldom these things come true.
我们知道说，很多时候这些都不确实。
They will say, well, yes, 5 years, but maybe with an 80% probability.
那可能他会告诉你说啊，五年，不过呢是大概是80%的把握。
Because they know they can never be sure. So many things that they cannot factor in, so many things that they cannot predict.
因为他们的确是没有办法确切的知道，因为有很多事情他们都不知道，他们都不能够预知。
Only God knows.
因为只有神知道。
And so he tells us, well, if you see these things coming, know that my return is nigh. Know that I'm coming soon.
因此他告诉我们说，当你看到这些事情的时候，你要知道说我要来的时候已经近了。
The assurance it is that my word will never pass away.
那他给我们的这样的一个确据，就是说，他的话语是。不会改变，不会过去的。
And so this is a promise to know that God's word is always perfect. It will always come true.
那这是给我们的一个应许，说上帝的话语是完全的，是永远都是真实的。
Every single prophecy, every one of them will be fulfilled.
每一个预言都要呈现。
He compares it to heaven and earth.
那他把这个跟天地来比较。
We think that, well, you know, heaven.These things are permanent, it never changes, right?
那我们可能说天跟地，这是长久存在的，是不会改变的。
I think there's this line that says 天长地久 something like that.
有这样的句话说天长地久。
That's what we think. Well, the earth, the heaven will go on forever and ever, right?
那我们误以为说啊，天会一直都存在。
But we know that is not the case. One day, the heaven and earth will be changed.
我们知道这不确实，因为我们知道说有一天天要改变。 变。
There will be this new heaven and new earth.
我们知道将会有新天新地。
But even that is part of prophecy, you know that?
那甚至连那一点也是就是圣经里面的预言。
How do we know this? It is told to us by these words that will never pass away.
那我们怎么知道呢？这就是这永不改变的话语来告诉我们。
So there will be one day where even heaven and earth.Will change and everything will be new, but God's promises will still be there.
那我们知道说，即使是有一天这天地都要改变，一切都要改换，但是上帝的话语永远都立定不改变。
That is the confidence that we can have in the Word of God.
那这就给我们十成的把握。
Now compared to the words of men, nothing even comes close.
那跟人的话语来比较，的确是这没有一个人的话语跟神的话语可以来相提并论的。
But yet sometimes we place so much confidence in the words of men, right?
当然，我们却有许多人却把许多的信心放在人的言论上。
People tell you and whisper certain things in your ears, and suddenly you get so fearful.
那当一些人在你耳边说了一些话，你就感到很害怕。
And it's not even from any real source. It's just saying, oh, you know, my friend's friend told me, oh, my friend's son is a doctor, and he told me this. And he, oh, really? And you get so scared.
其实也不是一些从一些被证实的来源，而很多时候都是一些道听途说。道听途说的，我们都感到害怕。
All these gossips and these rumors, they say, oh, don't go to this place, very dangerous. Oh, don't do this thing, very dangerous.
那一些谗言，一些谣言，叫我们说不做这个，不做那个，因为很危险。
You know, if we were to listen to all these words of men, really, we just must as well just sit at home and do nothing.
如果我们要听信这些人所的传言的话，的确。我们可能要害怕到一个地步，我们什么都不需要做了。
We read the news, we watch the news. We have so much confidence in what they report to us, and they tell it to us.
那当我们读一些新闻的报道，或者是看新闻，那我们对他们所报道的，我们有这样的一个十足的信靠。
We read the news and they say, oh, what they report must be true because this is the news, you know.
那当我们在读到这些新闻的报道的时候，我们就说啊，这他们所报道的必定是真实的。因为这是新闻嘛。
And then we read the Bible, and it so clearly tells us the Lord is coming. And what do you do about it?
但是当我们读圣经的时候，很清楚的告诉我们说，主耶稣要再来。但是我们又做了些什么呢？
没什么 ，OK 咯。
我们就好了。
No response, no change in your life.
我们也不能够，也没有改变我们什么。
And then we read the news and says, oh, tomorrow it'll be a sunny day. Oh, we better do so many things about it, right?
那我们读新闻的时候看到说，啊，明天是就是艳阳天啊，我们就开始做很多东西。
You change your whole plans for the day. Maybe you thought you're going out. Oh, too sunny. I better stay at home. And, you know, simple things like that.
那甚至我们要改变我们的计划，本来可能我们要出去，可能说怕太热了，所以我们就不出去了。
Bible here gives us full and complete assurance. You can and will, you should trust in the Word of God.
那是上帝在这里神的话语给我们这样的一个确实的把握，我们应当是来相信的，我们应当是来信靠他的话。
Prior to this, Jesus also said that till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot, one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
Yeah, 在这之前，上帝主耶稣也曾经说天地要过去，但是他的话语一点一画都不改变。
And not even a single letter, not even a single dot in the Word of God will ever change.
那神的话语是永远不会改变，就是连一点一画都不会改变。
That is our only hope.
那这是我们唯一的盼望。
Far above any words of man stands the Word of God.
那应当是超越一切人的言论，是神。的言论
because this is what God has given to us.
因为这是神自己亲自给我们。
And he says, you hear, you obey. Blessed are those that learn these words of prophecy.
那因此他说，你学习，你听，那你应当那些学习听这套话语的人是有福的。
That is what we must do, right?
那这是我们的确就是我们所应当做的。
That's what we're here this whole week to do, to study the Word of God.
那这也是我们在这我们这一周来到这里，我们所要做的就是要来研读神的话语。
And that's why we place so much emphasis on the Word of God.
那因此我们把很多的心思都放在上帝的话语。
Because the Word, the Bible has promised us, this is the perfect revelation from God. There is no error, no mistake in it at all.
那因此神清楚告诉我们说。 这是他完全的启示，是不会有任何的错误，不会有任何的变迁的。
Because only then can we have confidence in God's word if there are, if it is perfect.
那唯有是这完全的话语，然后唯有这话语是完全，那我们才能够有十足的信心。
And so all that God says will certainly come to pass.
因此我们知道说，上帝所说的一切都要成就。
Because His words are unchanging.
因为他的话是不会改变的。
And so what is our role?
那我们当扮演什么角色呢？
When you hear all these words of prophecy.
当你听到这一切的预言，
When you hear all these commands to take heed to watch and pray，
当你听到这一切的命令，这些的诫命，叫这些的警告，叫我们要谨慎。
This verse reminds us you have to take it seriously。
那这些这经节是要叫我们真的是要认真的来严谨的来对待。
So really, we ought just to humble ourselves before the Word of God and say, yes, what you say is true.
我们的确所当做的就是谦卑的来到神的面前说，的确，上帝，你的话语是真实的。
You are the Almighty God. You know all things, and you have told us these things in your Word.
因为你是全能的主，你已经告诉我们了这些事情，你在你话语当中已经清楚告诉我们了。
Be very alert to all these signs.
因此，我们要很。小心的来看待这一些真相。
And take heed, for we know that the Lord's return is very, very soon.
我们要谨慎，因为我们知道耶稣基督很快的就要再来。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷。
Father in heaven, we thank you for this complete assurance we can have of your word.
天父上帝，我们是要感谢你，你赐给我们有这样的一个十足的把握。对你的话语有这样的一个实质的把握。
To know that although all things around us may change, your word will never change.
因为我们知道世界万物都会改变，但是唯有你的话是永不改变。
Help us to read thy word, to cherish thy word, to trust in thy word.
求主帮助我们，让我们愿意读你的话语，爱你的话语，甚至是要来信靠你的话语。
To take interest in the words of thy prophecy.
让我们对你的预言有兴趣，
Not just to satisfy our curiosity,
不单是满足我们的好奇心，
but really so that we can act on it to change our lives to be ready for thy return.
求主帮助我们，让我们真的是借着这样，我们能够有所反应，好像我们能够改变我们的生命来预备你的再来。
We pray that thou help us.
我们求主帮助我们。
Jesus' name we pray.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。